Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into the SFLC podcast. I want to thank our sponsors, Dependable Solutions, innovating the future of your small to medium-sized business since 2012. It's 2018. If you're not accepting credit cards, you're losing money. Plain and simple. Learn how you can save 40 to 60% on your overall credit card processing bill by going to dependable-solutions.net. Again, that is dependable/solutions.net. Also, teststrips.com, that is teststrips with a Z.com. Managing diabetes is your business, making it affordable is ours. Sell your extra unused diabetes supplies for up to $50 per box and support a worthy cause. Rated a Better Business Bureau accredited A+ rating for over 5 years. Partnered with 98.5, the Sports Hub, and affiliated with the American Diabetes Association. Make sure to check them out again. That is teststrips with a Z.com.
SFLC Podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to SFLC Podcast here. Looking a little bit more towards Bellator for all of you who were able to check out the interviews with Robeson Gracie and with Neiman Gracie. We appreciate you taking the time. But ahead of his fight in Bellator Salutes, we have Sam Cecilia, who will be taking on Derek Campos. Coming up for you this weekend, and a really tough matchup. A lot going on for this, so we're going to dump right into it. And Sam, how are we doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. So I know that you've got a big fight coming up against Derek Campos. And, you know, Sam, one of the big things that I look at from this is how seasoned Derek Campos is as a fighter, but you're also just as seasoned with as much experience. So while we go into this, we look at what Derek brings to the table. We see what you bring to the table. What do you expect to see from Derek as far as his camp is concerned?
We kind of just ready for. To me, like what we're looking at is like we're not looking at like one big thing or like it's not this one big scary thing that we're looking for him. You know, he's a well-rounded, tough fighter and. You know, that goes for it. So really, and we just worry about on my end, and, you know, this fight is easy to train for in that aspect, is just get in shape and get ready for a fucking fight, you know, really.
I love how you say that. So you talk about shape, and, you know, recently we've seen a lot of people who have had that struggle of getting to, you know, their respected weight. Is that something that you ever run into in your camps?
No, you know, I've got this cut down to a science, really. I mean, it's, you know, the cut is not fun, but, you know, I weigh 146 for about 10 seconds, you know, and I've done it so many times. You know, really, that we know how to do it and know how to refuel myself, too. So, you know, I have had a bad cut or two in there, but me and my camp, we've really got it figured out now, so. That helps. It's just not something that's on my mind all the time.
Knowing that your last fight at Bellator 198, which was very well done, was that ended up with a loss to Emmanuel Sanchez. You know, you've had, gosh, I'm trying to think, hang on a minute, about 8 months to kind of train and get yourself back and get yourself ready for this upcoming fight against Campos. Is that time that you use for like just getting yourself right, or, you know, are you sitting there just trying to find a fight for the next fight that you wanted to do?
Right, you know, I'm always looking for a fight, but you know, I didn't waste that time. It's just I don't like these layoffs. You know, I feel like I'm at my best when I'm performing all the time. Like when I first started, I had like 10 fights in a year. And you know, I like competing a lot. The layoffs, I'm used to it now. You know, I think like the veteran in me is used to it. But it took some getting used to, and it's, you know, as a fighter, and that's how you make your money. You like fighting, I love fighting. But like you said, it's a different, everything presents a different challenge every time, like even getting to the fight, you know? So I'm always training and staying in shape, and then once you get a fight, it's, you know, you kind of switch gears. So I would like to take a couple fights in a row and then take a break instead of getting one fight and then, you know, then you're on the shelf for a while. But, you know, fortunately, that's how we do it. So I've learned to deal with it.
Well, and, you know, you perform and train in Spokane, Washington at Sick Jitsu. Rick Whittle, who is a friend of the show, we've been able to talk with him several times, and, you know, always great to hear from him.
Yeah, he's a character.
that's putting it mildly.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah. You know, you guys were just featured in, I believe it was a CBS affiliate in Spokane, Washington.
Yeah.
In a documentary called Fight Town, which is actually the second fighting documentary that you've been featured in, Sam?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was in a little bit of... They did one on Lyle Beerbaum a while back, and I was just a little runt, man.
Well, so obviously, and I'm going to say this, if you haven't seen Fight Town, by all means, check it out. You can find it on YouTube and other platforms for those who are listening out there. But... there's one thing that I told Rick I needed to talk with you about, and he and I were kind of laughing about it last night. He brings up this Teletubby massacre.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay.
Something else.
I'm listening to it in Fight Town, and I'm doing my due diligence, trying to, you know, find some sort of article, some sort of news clipping to kind of coordinate this story that Rick and everyone are talking about. I mean, you guys over at Sick Jitsu, you're definitely a family. But again, you have like brother and sister, siblings, you know. We've heard how Juliana Pena is, you know, and you guys just kind of have each other's backs. But
yeah.
I need your opinion on this story. A, I've been told it wasn't even Teletubbies that you guys got into a scuffle with.
Who said that? Julie doesn't know shit. Julie said that, huh? Did Julie say that? There was like three of them. There was a bunch of people, and there were three Teletubbies. There were these, and they're pretty big dudes, and there were three different colors. There were absolutely Teletubbies there. How would we make that up?
I don't know. I'm just...
This is the thing. Like, so we're all sitting there, and we this event or whatever, this thing happens, right? And then we all tell the same story except for Julie, who, like, for some reason, it's hilarious to hear her tell the same thing we all just saw with our own eyes. But she also said I ripped my shirt off like the Hulk and then started attacking people. When really, I was fighting because of her, and I got my freaking shirt ripped off because the guy was behind me and had me by my collar with, like, this button up.
Now, why was she fighting? How did Juliana come into this?
She had like this zombie hand thing, and like we're leaving the bar. This was a long time ago, because I was out at the bar. She had like this like zombie hand, that's like plastic zombie hand, and she was like scratching people and like joking around at people that were leaving, and. She did it to like some girl that didn't like it, and like her boyfriend freaked out and pushed Julie to the ground, and then like a big scuffle happened, and I look over and I see Julie is on all fours like getting up, and then the dude pushes her down again like into the concrete, and did that like twice while I'm trying to get to where everybody's in like this, you know, like so like when somebody else fight and everybody's like it just became chaos. And then I didn't know who was who except for my guys, so I just started chucking, looking for the guy that pushed her down in the first place.
Was the guy that pushed her down a Teletubby, one of the Teletubbies?
Yes, he was. He was the girl's boyfriend, and he was a Teletubby, and he had, like, two buddies with him. And then, but I did find him, too. I got him.
Well, Rick said that you were responsible for four knockouts that night. Is the over-under official, was it four?
I don't know. I landed a lot of flush punches. for sure. I don't know what happened to him, but yeah, there were a couple dudes laying around. One for sure that was really bad, but yeah.
See, these are what I love about the documentaries is you get these fun little stories because, like you said, people will tell them differently from their own perspective. I just find it hilarious.
Julie's story together is tough.
Oh, really?
I know it was her. Yeah, she's hilarious. I don't get where that she comes up with some of this shit. Like, I ripped my shirt off. She tells that to people all the time. I sound like such a clown. I'm like, Julie got shoved to the ground. I'm like, and I was obviously drinking. It was stupid. Everybody that's ever been in a bar fight, like, I swear it wasn't our fault. Like, any fight I've ever been in outside of the cage, like, I could have walked away from. But I did see that, and I was furious and started chucking.
And again, this is why you go and check out Fight Town and listen to Rick and listen to Sam and Juliana. Yeah. It cracked me up. That whole scenario that you guys are explaining cracked me up.
The way they put it together on the show is hilarious. Like the little Teletubbies falling over.
Oh my god! But I'll tell you what. We'll get back to the fight against Campos, and you know you're excited for it, and you're fighting on the Chandler Primus side of this. Obviously, Bellator has two nights. They have Friday and they have Saturday. But they've loaded up fighters on both of these fight cards. So outside of your fight with Derek Campos, what are you excited most about to see from both of these fight cards?
Man, there's a lot going on. Chandler is always he's so fun to watch. That dude is such a hard worker. And, you know, I pay close attention to my weight class too. AJ McKee, that dude's a stud too. So it'll be fun. So obviously, all goes well. I get my win, and then go. This is so cool. They're throwing that, and then go obviously on Saturday to a fight. Like that's like a dream, you know. So obviously, you worry about your fight first, but it's going to be a great 2 days of action.
Being in Washington and knowing that, like, you're kind of far east, but you still have this flight to Hawaii, what does it mean to you to be on one of the first major fights that happens in the state of Hawaii?
That's awesome to be fighting somewhere that's, like, kind of known for having scrappers, too. And for the troops, I mean, if that doesn't motivate you, just, like, for everything that they do for you, I get to go out there and at least, like, entertain them and throw knockout punches for 15 minutes. I at least owe them that, you know, really. So, you know, the whole thing's it's really exciting. You know, a lot of times you go into these fights with, like, nerves and, you know, this, and you're nervous, but you're excited. And I think, you know, this is just a little more exciting. And, you know, there's a little more added elements. It should be fun. You know, you don't like, it should be fun. You like competing. You like being around the top guys in your sport. Like, it's going to be a great couple of days.
It's interesting to hear you say it that way, because normally you hear fighters and they're worried about their, you know, the fight in front of them. They're worried about their next fight, how they can climb. You know, it almost gets to a point where it doesn't sound like it's fun to them anymore. It sounds more like a business. But for you, it just, you like you said, it's fun. I'm excited to do this. This is going to be great.
Yeah, exactly. That's the true veteran in me talking. I've learned that the hard way. I've won a fight, and before, I'm not joking, before I was walking out of the cage, I'm like, okay, so I'll probably get this guy, like, going over in my head. I didn't get to enjoy shit, really. Now it's just, when you put all your energy and stuff into this fight, you gotta enjoy it a little bit. Otherwise, it's, you know, what are you doing? And it is a big deal, and you do have to stay focused, but if you're not having fun, like, if you don't like doing this shit, you know, if you go into, it's like you go into a fight and you're like, okay, I hope I don't get caught. Like, you're probably going to get caught, you know, but if you go into a fight like, I'm going to scrap my hardest, I promise you'll get better results.
That's true. I've never thought of it that way. But as we look at the fight with Derek Campos, and saying, you know, well, if I think I'm going to get caught, or, you know, I'm going to go in and scrap, what are you expecting from Derek Campos' side when you step into the ring with him?
a big, tough brawler. You know, that's what we've been training for. You know, he's, you know, he looks like he likes to fight, and he chucks, he comes forward. You know, that's what we're getting ready for that guy. You know, it's been a long camp, you know, and it's, and like I say, focusing on yourself means you just go in there ready, in shape and ready to fight, and, you know, you don't want out.
I was about to say. So, of course, when you train for a brawler at Sick Jitsu, you train and you're not allowed to block body shots, right?
Right. Yeah, we don't block those. We eat those. Like, if you're getting hit in the body and you're not throwing at their head, you know, and a lot of times, too, because we go pretty hard and we go with everybody, and sometimes you just got guys that you don't really want to chuck at your partner's head, but you can go as hard as you want to the body, yeah.
I still I talk with Rick about this all the time. There's science that goes against that. It's like if you catch somebody in the liver, it's over. Like, we know this, right?
But what the whole argument ever started with, and the point that Rick is making, is that he's talking about how, and this has been after a lot of talking with him about it too, is that you've never really seen somebody who's absolutely getting their ass kicked and then comes back with a body shot, like, because, and that's just something that I have never seen, like, somebody that's just, you know, I've seen guys that are getting beat up and then have a Hail Mary KO, but I've never really seen somebody that's kicking somebody's ass and then gets KO'd to the body.
That's a fair point, I'll give you that, but...
Right, and then, but then, Rick loves to argue, so it's kind of morphed into this, body shots don't hurt. Which they do, but he, at our gym, he's like, do not go down from that. You know, it's kind of it's turned into this big, morphed into this big thing, and Rick's pretty funny about it, but.
I could literally just do an entire show with, like, every fighter that Rick's had just about Rick. I'm convinced of that.
You really could. That dude needs, like, a reality TV show. You just follow him around. I've seen some hilarious things in my life. From that dude.
Oh man. All right. Well, you have a big brawl coming up. You know, really excited to see it on Friday. Really quickly, go ahead and give us your outcome, how you see this playing out in your head on Friday, over in Hawaii.
No, KO. I'll find that soon.
I love it. Short, sweet, and to the point. Sam, before we let you go, if you want to take the time, thank your sponsors, talk smack about Rick, you know, now's the platform, man, go ahead.
Yeah, usually guys talk smack about their guy they're fighting. No, I'm good, that was awesome, thank you for chatting with me, man.